Welcome to English with Fraser, the weekly podcast for intermediate English learners who are serious about improving. Whether you're brushing up or building your confidence, join me each week for real conversations, smart tips, and the touch of that British charm. Let's level up your English one episode at a time. Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of English with Fraser, the podcast where we make English learning, British culture, and even some life advice as easy as pie. Today's topic is a big one, especially if you're of the younger demographic. Whether you're dreaming of studying in Britain or just curious how it works over here, we're talking about how to apply for university in the UK. That's the UCAS maze, so that's UCAS, choosing the correct course, writing the all-important personal statement, and of course, a few personal cheeky stories thrown in there. And joining me, as always, is my partner in academic crime, the one, the only, Winston, Winnie, the Win Man, Winston the Bulldog.
Evening all. I may not have a degree, but I've spent enough time judging students in cafes to know what makes a scholar.
Part 1. So you want to study in the UK. So perhaps you've decided the UK is my destination to study abroad, or even study a gap year, or an exchange year, or even a semester at an English university. Well, may I say, very good taste you have. That's a brilliant choice. And not just because we have a reputation for excellent universities that are highly ranked on the worldwide university scale. The UK has long been known as a global leader in higher education. Whether you're dreaming of studying in an ancient ivy-covered university, such as Oxford, where I visited a couple of weeks ago, you can listen to a podcast on my trip to Oxford, so check out that episode too. Or a more modern, buzzing city, one with a live campus and a thriving community. There really is something for everyone. And if you like the sea, if you like the seaside, pretty beaches, we even have that here. Although, I will warn you, it is quite cold for perhaps 6 or 7 months of the year, even at the beach. So what do we have? We have simply the best, and I'm talking Oxford, Cambridge. The place for those who enjoy debating Latin at dinner, for those that enjoy a rigorous rowing race at dawn, for those that are a little bit more sophisticated. We also have Russell Group Universities. Now, what is a Russell Group University? Now, these are a group of 24 leading UK universities that are known for world-class research, excellent teaching, and strong links to the relevant industries, employers, and key players in those fields. Think of it like the UK's Ivy League. Places belong to universities such as Oxford, Cambridge, Imperial College London, Edinburgh, Manchester, Bristol, and of course, my own university, Queen's University of Belfast. That is a Russell Group University, and it's in Northern Ireland. Yes, Northern Ireland, which is a part of the UK. Although,
in other words, the universities where students study hard, party harder, and still somehow end up with impressive job offers.
But outside of Oxford, Cambridge, Russell Group universities. We also have smaller, specialised universities for art, drama, agriculture, and even equine studies, which is a degree in horse management. I mention this because this morning, on my way to work, I was walking across the famous horse field, and one of the small horses came walking over to me. Normally I just walk away, but this time I walked towards it, and it came over, so I started stroking it, letting it smell my hand, and then two other horses saw this, and they must have got jealous, and they also came over. So I was sort of the horse whisperer, all three horses sort of surrounded around me on this field. I don't know what other people would have thought, but I enjoyed that. It was a good start to my day this morning. Sorry, back to the topic. And you can also study at former polytechnics, which are now universities. So there used to be a polytechnic, which isn't, well, we no longer have polytechnics, but beforehand, a polytechnic would teach vocational studies to a high, like, university level degree. So we're talking teaching, hairdressing, building, roofing, plumbing, that sort of thing. Although I'm not an expert at that, so don't quiz me on it.
Why choose the UK? Prestige and global recognition. UK degrees are recognised around the world. Employers know the standards here are high. Flexible study options. You can choose combined degrees, study abroad options, and even do placements in industry as part of your course. Cultural experience. Let's be honest. For many students, it's also about living abroad, making new friends, visiting historic cities, and eating far too much takeaway at 2 a.m. shorter degrees. A typical undergraduate degree lasts 3 years, not four like in many countries. Master's degrees? Usually just 1 year.
Part 2. UCAS, the gateway to your university dreams. So let's talk about UCAS. If applying to university is like going on a journey, UCAS is the train station where everything begins. You may be wondering, Fraser, Winston, what does UCAS stand for? UCAS stands for Universities and Colleges Admissions Service. It's the system that nearly all UK university applicants have to use. One application, 5 choices, endless stress, but also excitement. Unlike in some countries, you don't fill out separate forms for each university. You create one application, choose up to 5 courses, and submit everything through UCAS, through the UCAS website. So, to summarise the UCAS process, firstly, register and create an account on UCAS.com. Secondly, choose up to 5 courses. They can be at different universities, or even different programmes at the same university. Say you really wanted to go to Warwick University, you could pick law at Warwick. You could also pick politics and government, or even politics, philosophy, and economics. So if you really wanted to, you could pick 2 or 3 subjects at the same university, if that's your biggest dream to go to that university. 3, you enter in your details. So that's your education history, your exam results, any work experience, any other qualifications. 4, you write a personal statement. Now, we will talk about the personal statement later. Very important. 5, you get a reference. Now, this is usually a reference from somebody in education. So that's a teacher, a tutor, or could even be an employer if you have a part-time job. Then you pay the application fee, which is around £27 for multiple courses. And lastly, submit and you wait.
UCAS, where dreams are launched with a click and nerves are shattered with every email notification.
So on UCAS, they will notify you of key important changes. When universities receive your application, when they make a decision, such as give you an offer or reject your application, and lastly, when you need to reply to confirm. Unlike in other countries, interviews aren't always required. Although Oxford does require an interview. So, personally speaking, I wanted to be a lawyer then. So decided I'm going to study law. And I picked Oxford, Bristol, Exeter, I want to say Aston, and then there was another 5th small university that I've forgotten. So Oxford, I didn't get to the interview stage, so didn't get on. Oh, and also Leeds, that was it. Leeds was another big one. So I had Oxford, Leeds, Bristol, and Exeter. Oxford, Leeds, Bristol, Exeter, Aston. Now, 4 out of 5 of those are Russell Groups and really good top universities. So pretty much all of them needed 3 A's. So the course will tell you what grades you need at A level to get into the university. And I needed 3 A's for all of them. Oxford, I didn't get an interview, so I couldn't go to Oxford. Bristol, they also rejected me. Leeds and Exeter accepted me. And then Aston was the last one. But Aston wasn't very good, so I didn't want to go to Aston. So when you have your UCAS application, you have to select your first offer and second offer. So the offer you accept and put first is the place you'll go to, and the one you put second, you'll only go if you don't get in to the first one. So it's like your backup offer. So you can also get conditionals and unconditional. Conditional offer means you'll get into that university if you get the grades they're asking for. So Exeter and Leeds needed AAA. So if I got AAA, I could go to both of them. Unconditional is when they'll give you a place regardless. So even if you get CCC, you're guaranteed to go. So they 100% want you there and invite you there regardless of your results. So to cut a long story short, I got AAB. So I didn't get 3 A's. So both Exeter and Leeds rejected me, even though my other friends missed out on the grades, but every one of their universities let them in, and I was the only one that got rejected. So I got the notification on UCAS, the day of results, that said, unfortunately, both your offers have rejected you. So that was one of the worst days of my life at the time, but all is well. That ends well, as they say. So if you don't make it to your offers, you apply through clearing, which is essentially when all the universities that have free spaces advertise it and say, come to our university. So for example, we have 300 places for law students and only 250 students. So come to our university. And I eventually went to Queen's University of Belfast. This place, this university, also needed 3 A's. But as they had spare places, they were happy to accept me. And that's my UCAS story, ladies and gentlemen.
Chin up, lad. It's not the university that makes the man. It's what he does once he's there. And besides, their sandwiches were terrible anyway.
Part 3. The personal statement. Ah, the personal statement. 4,000 characters of pure pressure. Trying to condense, get all your achievements into a short space, a short quantity, was quite hard. But the personal statement is just a quick statement to explain why you want to study this subject you've chosen, what makes you a good candidate, your relevant experiences, and your hobbies. Talk about yourself outside the classroom. At the time, I'd already done some work experience at a big law firm in London called Linklaters. So I used that on my personal statement and also which subjects I'd chosen and why I was a good fit for law, and also some other nonsense about me playing football makes me a good team player. I don't know how that's relevant, but that's the sort of thing you say on the personal statement.
Personal statements, eh? A chance to sound brilliant, passionate, and completely forget how to write a sentence. Don't worry, son. Even Churchill struggled with first drafts.
That's a wrap on today's episode of English with Fraser. I hope you enjoyed and learned something new. Remember, mastering English is all about immersing yourself in natural content. After all, we're making English effortless, one episode at a time. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Keep going. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like, subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and most importantly, share with a friend, family member, or colleague who also may be learning English. I'll be back soon with more natural English content. Until then, keep practicing, listening, and enjoy the journey. Bye for now.